I have to better my smarts, upgrade to the point where our thoughts blend. Your ideas should be stationed right where mine begin to intricately bend. I mean, I must formulate a system that comprehensively mends the damage you've proudly swam in. Since the beginning, when you discovered what it meant to be a woman, when you expanded your fins, you became a fish airborne in the aftermath of a perfect trampoline, in an atmosphere humidified by molecules vaping from purified Vaseline. You are this rare breed, oiled well enough to slither freely like an eel up and down the belly of a whale. This bio seed in thee scares me, I almost scream. The needs within my chest prohibit multiple exhales. I suffocate silently, alveoli about to collapse thither to my bronchial chambers. You dictate each breath like a goddess, I cannot underestimate your powers. You found ways eons ago through the cosmos of how to channel your energy onto me either way. Whether I'm sad or happy, my mood matters the least. Eventually, you smother me as you please, Miss Stingray. You gray over oceans of my emotions. Densely, your constant motion overwhelms me as you spread, thickening the vastness of our space in a manner too strange. You are seemingly stuck in my bed, the fluorescence of your fauna, the sonar of your flora, giving rise to things undone, unsaid, unheard of in history. You are a creature beyond me. I'm attempting to reconfigure everything, to reset my irrelevant story. I find myself back where it all began, where you were non-existent. Fate kept calling us to action. The unknown can be so persistent. If denial was a case, no advocate would be able to decipher my analogy of things, cause I broke my own taste. I will copy-paste time for you often, tinkering with chronology until our distance goes into the worst state of waste. Wait, just hold on for a minute. What have you done to my brain? Why am I so complicated? I was simple at first, now nothing I say could possibly resurface the chains of what kept me obligated. You are blowing off your steam in the Arctic Circle, melting glaciers with your rage, using your violet eyes. I'm controlling my thoughts, resisting the urge of declaring our love to be perpetually about lies. Approach cautiously. My condition is slightly unbearable. I've grown impatient. I can easily explode into pieces and alter your creativity, a theme with no patent, unlimited to the extent at which you explore your glorious self in a format common sense won't ever understand. Who filed this report about you? It sounds so true. It seems so real. Just like that feeling of my soul on wet sand. You've evolved into a bug of the future, one that artificial intelligence will never capture. You are to me a virus with no cure, addictive to suffer from until the day of rapture. I'm sure in a couple of years going forward, I will be forgotten. Older me, demented, a damned victim of Alzheimer's. Then there is you, that rare breed, younger still, remembering each actor who featured in that famous movie, Oppenheimer. I can never blame her.